Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell, an Arkansas Razorback for life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership, with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Hit it, hit it, hit it hard.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today, my friend? Crazy Roger.
Let me tell you something, John. You are in my dreams, bro. I cannot.
You can't escape it.
I don't try to. Every time I see you on my social feed, I hit whatever it is, the follow button on any of it. I don't care who it is that
you're everywhere.
It.
He's everywhere. You're endorsing, singing, playing golf. Obviously, a lot of national attention with your 63 at the Dick's Sporting Goods Open. I think we got a clip. We got a clip after the media little press conference.
Have you been working on anything in particular recently that just helped you kind of get here today?
I haven't seen a driving range in 5 years. No,
in your face! No, he does nothing.
Yeah, he said, no, I'm not working on my game. Yeah, so how did it feel? You obviously had a good day. You end up going, I think, finishing, 27th, tied for 27th. Dickie Pride won it. Who Dickie now lives in Arkansas. He's an Alabama guy originally, but I know you know Dickie, good guy. But it had to be fun to go out there and knock out that 63. I think seven birdies and an eagle, right?
Yeah, I mean, I chipped in twice, made a 60-footer, and had five gimmies, six gimmies or whatever. So it was like I played really good. But Sunday I hit it really good. I hit 16, 15 greens and got up down twice. I couldn't make a putt on Sunday, but I hit it really good. But you know, going back to the driving, why do I need to go to the driving range when I'm playing 20 pro-ams a week, it seems like.
Isn't that the truth, Joe? That's a great point. I don't think, I don't think people, you know, we've been talking to you, I don't know how many years now, every week, and it is crazy how much you have to play as it is. But it had to be nice, man. I know, you know, because of your injuries, it's tough to, you know, tough to play the best you can and you work your way through it. But it's nice to have a day where you go out there and knock a 63. And you obviously shot even the next day and end up being 27th. So it had to just feel good. You know, that's not the most important thing to you because you have a lot of other things going on, but it had to feel good for you to at least go out and have that kind of weekend.
Well, especially there, you know, where I got some history and I love the Dick's Open. It's you know, with Ed Stacks and his crew that run it, and John Kearney. I mean, Johnny's one of the best tournament directors out there, and I've been going there ever since I've been on this tour. And it's just a great event. And, you know, they had Kelsey Ballerini Friday night. They always get a huge act there with 30, 40,000 people on Friday night right on the 18th hole. And it's been great. I played with Old Dominion, then the Pro-Am about 3 or 4 years ago. And those guys, we won the damn thing. It was really cool. I mean, they could play.
Yeah.
They could play some golf. But it's just a great, great event. And, you know, and the whole town gets behind it, you know. So it was cool to do that for them.
Where are you today? What are you up to like today and this week? Obviously, you got July 4th coming up. What are your plans this week for July 4th?
Oh, I did a little golf outing yesterday here. I'm in Connellsville. Tuffy Schinnenbarger, one of my best friends, he has a golf course here. And then tonight we got me and Jocko for a charity event that I usually raise about $50,000 for my Boys and Girls Club in this tournament through Tuffy's people. And a lot goes to the local fire department, you know, the police department, a lot of stuff right around here in Connellsville. So it's really, really a good event. We raised about $150,000, I think. So, and Tuffy's been nice enough to give my Boys and Girls Club $50,000 each year. So it really works out.
Speaking of Jocko, I know you know this, and just because it's my hometown, he'll end up headed down to Panama City here in a few days, and he does, I think, 3 nights in a row of playing on. There's a little bitty beach bar down there that has a huge following for him down there. So I tell you, he's like you, man. He's always on the go. He's always hustling. Got to give him credit. You know, that's a not an easy way to make a living, but he's one of the best in the country to do it.
Well, I get him a lot of gigs, you know, on the Champions
Tour. You bet.
He was up with me. He was with me all week at Endicott for the Dick's Open. So he played four nights there, and they just love him up there too as well. So, you know, it's cool to hang out with him. I don't get to see him that much, but and get up and do a few songs with him. It's pretty cool, man. He's so talented.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I named him the human. Yeah. That's why I named him the human jukebox.
He is. So at 3,000 songs he can cover, and he's tried to help both me and Roger learn to play the guitar. John, you'll appreciate this. This is probably about 10, 15 years ago. So I ended up buying more guitars than I had lessons from him. Every time I'd buy a lesson, I'd buy another guitar. And then I just hung them up on the wall because they really looked cool.
Great display.
It's a great display. But, yeah.
John, I asked him to give me a lesson. He said, listen, I'll do it, but don't be like Baz and only take one and not finish it. And I did exactly that.
Hey, the other thing, you know, what was it like? What do you think it was like for Scheffler and Hovland yesterday to have to come all the way back to the golf course, you know, and play for the Travelers Championship and play one hole? Now, granted, I'm sure Scheffler would have wished he'd have made the putt, but man, it just seemed like a lot of effort to come back to play for one hole. But I guess that's the nature of the playoff, right?
Yeah, but look at the purse. What's the purse there? $10-15 million.
Yeah,
so you're playing for
big money.
You know, you're playing for two. You're playing for two. I think I'll get up to go play one hole for $2 million, whatever it is.
Yeah, what is, you know, compare the money when you were winning your majors. What was the total purse? Not the total purse, but the winner's purse for your majors back then.
When I first came out on tour, I think the purses were like $750 to $1 million. That's what kills me. This Champions Tour, they go a lot on the money list, and you know, there's guys that get ahead of me because they made more money, but they don't have the wins I have, and it's frustrating to me. I you know, and all the players back me, like JD, you won two majors, you won 22 tournaments worldwide, you won 5 total on the tour, and I have a tough time getting in tournaments, and it should be called the Money Tour, not the Champions Tour. It should go on what you've done in your career. And I've been pretty adamant about it, and I've got all the players that back me on it. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, don't get in because of the money, and it's sad.
Yeah, you know what? Now a 3-star makes that at the university.
Yeah, well, yeah, be that crazy. Yeah, what is the biggest payout for winning? Do you have any idea? Is it $5 million? I don't know what the biggest check is for winning a tournament on the PGA
Tour. Well, the $20 million purses, I think, are $4.2 or $4.3 million.
Gotcha.
I think it's 17% of that. So,
can you imagine, John, Jack Nicklaus looking at these purses, thinking of what they used to play for? Because obviously, it's just money. He didn't have TV like it is now, and all the sponsorships. I mean, the money is such a big difference versus those guys that played in the, you know, the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, and that's sports. I mean, yeah. You know, I was so happy to see women's sports finally, you know, the LPGA finally got bigger purses. You know, the women's sports has been kind of hurt for a long time. And
yeah,
it was good to see, you know, when the tennis, you know, the tennis purses went up. I mean, yeah, I mean, we work our butts off all our life. And, you know, it's a dang good living, don't get me wrong. But it was cool to see the purses go up. And I really think with the LIV, what they did, helped our tour get more. The PGA Tour, the big tour, I think it's what raised those purses to keep the guys here.
We're visiting with, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with John Daly. I guess, Roger, we've been doing this for 3-4 years with John, or maybe have we done the whole 5 years we've started the new show?
Wow.
Very grateful to the sponsors who sponsor John, like Honda of Russellville, which is the number one Honda power sports dealer in the state of Arkansas, number 3 largest in the United States. You can go online at hondaofrussellville.com.
And a shout-out to John for always trying to make sure that he's on with us every Tuesday.
Yeah, you're consistent. You know, I did want to ask a very disturbing news, and I don't know if you're friends with him, but I know you know him well enough. All this stuff coming out about Phil Mickelson, boy, I tell you, it sounds like apparently there have been a couple more of these accusations. But was that a shock to you to hear some of that?
It's a shock to all of us. I mean, I don't know Phil real well, but when I've been around him, we've been cordial. And you know, he I just never thought that would happen with what he's been doing. So I don't know a lot about it. For all I know, it could be rumors. It might not be, but we'll see. You know, it's pretty sad if it's true.
Yeah, it's I hate to it's just, first it was just one. Now they've come out. I think it's three different golf courses or golf clubs have said it's sort of the same kind of thing. Last but not least, did you see? I know you're so busy, hard to keep up with it. Your buddy Coach Cal is going to be inducted into the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame on September 16th. It was announced on Monday. No surprise there. I'm surprised he hadn't put him in before now, considering what he did at Memphis.
What took so long? Did he ever lose a conference game in the Sun Belt?
I don't know. I know the overall record
at Memphis.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that he's the only coach, I think, that I heard. At one time, he had not lost a game in conference play when he coached Memphis. And, yeah, why did it take so long? I mean, that guy's amazing.
Yeah, he was.
You know,
he was.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he was 252 wins against 69 losses during his time with Memphis. Of course, you know, one of those seasons was vacated by the NCAA. But see, no surprise. Yeah, he should. Said Calipari reached the NCAA tournament with Memphis six times, including the national runner-up finish in 2008 and won the NIT title in 2002. So I know you'd be pleased to hear that. So, well, listen, buddy. Well, listen. What did you say you're doing on the 4th? Are you going to be about a lake somewhere or a body of water, or are you going to be hanging out at home? What's the scoop on July 4th?
I'm going to be up here in Pennsylvania. I'm going to the Tuffy soccer team. They won the championship last year. They're like, that soccer team is like the Corn Ferry Tour. It's just one step above from the Major League Soccer. But we're going to go to his game, and they got a hell of fireworks down in downtown Pittsburgh Saturday night. And then I go to college in Akron next week.
Well, there's only one JD, Raj, and like I said, we salute your energy and work ethic. I said every third thing I see on social media is a John Daly promotion, whether it be Good Boy or something else. You're
working hard.
That's exactly right. You're working
hard.
Well,
he's old school. That's why he's here.
That's right. He's not missing his sponsorship.
No matter how long he's been up or whatever, he works hard. That's old school, and we appreciate it, John. We really do.
Tell Anna we said hello. We'll talk to you next week.
I do. I love you guys, and go home.
Love you, buddy. Go Hogs. Johnny.